And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have some friends in here, Larry Thrash and Suzanne. How you guys doing here today?
Doing good.
All right, we're here with Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center, and we've got an event that's coming up. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
But it's called the SAFE event. Larry, go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
That's true. It's called SAFE, and that's an acronym for Sexual Abuse Fundraising Event. A lot of people remember it as Daughters of Lot. This is the event where we have people that decorate their tables, and it's just quite an amazing event. It's different than anything else, the fundraisers we have in the city. It's the purpose is for all of the money that's raised at this event is specified to use for people who've been abused or have had some kind of sexual or even physical trauma in their life. And so it's all designated for that. That's the only thing it's spent on.
Oh, wow.
And so it's, over the years, it's allowed the center to really take care of a lot of people who have had lifetimes that maybe they've had this happen to them. And this year, it's not a good thing, but in the United States, Oklahoma is ranked number 4 in cases of sexual abuse, behind New York, California, and Florida.
Wow.
And that's not something we need to be proud of. And so it's something that this event is going to just shine the light on some of that. People say, we don't have that here. We do. We do. And it's pretty rampant in our state because of the proximity. We're in the middle of the country. A lot of interstates run through here. So it becomes a highway mm-hmm. for trafficking. So that's what it is this year. We've changed it up a little bit. We're going to allow people to vote on tables. Mm-hmm. So they get to pick which one they like. And Tom, you'd be amazed at how these decorators, some of them just over the top with the ideas they come up with for their tables.
Get that creative lobe of the brain going on overtime, huh?
Absolutely.
And Suzanne, over the years, has sponsored a table, decorated, and it's just amazing. Yeah,
it's amazing to watch it all come together. At the beginning of the day, it's just empty tables, and then to see amazing decorations and creativity, it's a fun event.
Now, you're on the committee now, and this is kind of fun, isn't it?
It is. It's a fun. I supported the board for many years, was on the board, and mm-hmm. when I rolled off the board, I couldn't let it go, and so I stayed in touch with being on the committee, and so we're really looking for a couple more decorators. So we still have a couple of tables left that we need decorators for. So if they're interested in decorating, please sign up. It doesn't cost anything to decorate a table. And then we still have some seats available. So if you're interested in getting a seat, please come and go out to the website, supportsamaritan.org, and you can purchase a ticket for $35.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's $30.
Oh, $30. Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
Even better.
Even better.
We'll give you a discount.
You get the Suzanne discount. It's $30.
The Suzanne discount. Give me the Suzanne deal. That's what I need. There you go. And the date again?
It is next Saturday, so February 19th.
All right. This is really something else, and it goes for such a great cause. And, you know, Larry, last time we had everyone in here talking about this, the number 4 in the nation came out, and I was shocked. You know, I'd like to think that I keep up on the news. After all, I read it every day on the radio. And that was something that was just so much under the radar. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of looking up on that, too. We did a few other news stories to follow up on that as well. And it's absolutely true. And it is something that we need to combat. We need to get people well.
Mm-hmm.
And make people aware of it. Mm-hmm. Even just that they know about it, then maybe they see something and they go, well, wait a minute, that just doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
And so just to be alert and aware, but then to help those who have been, you know, maybe mm-hmm. affected by someone in their family being trafficked or someone they know mm-hmm. or just any sexual abuse. That's, again, it's just to kind of shine the light on this stuff does happen in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Some of the things to look for is maybe a child that's out of place.
Absolutely.
And another thing to look for is maybe a woman who is looking down an awful lot and doesn't speak mm-hmm. or is always close to a male member and is just really looking a bit apprehensive.
Absolutely.
You know, these are things.
There are signs.
Yeah.
And if you're aware of them, if you're looking for them, then you can spot them.
Yeah. Don't try to intervene on yourself. You better call the cops because these are some pretty rough players.
Absolutely.
And that is something else. Now, Suzanne, the Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center is a wonderful place, been around for a good while.
Oh, absolutely.
And tell us just a little bit from your perspective and your relationship with them, how well this works for our community.
So the thing that I like most about Samaritan, I mean, we have wonderful counseling centers all throughout Bartlesville, but the thing that's so special to me with Samaritan is that it is a faith-based counseling center. And so even if you are non-denominational, they'll still counsel you. So you don't have to be a religious background to be able to come there, but they try to help you look for help in a more spiritual way. And so I like that aspect of it. And truly, we are there to listen to the people, help them, let them talk about their problems, and then try to give them guidance. And so I think that's what makes it so special.
That's pretty close to your heart too, isn't it, Larry?
Absolutely. One of the slogans for Samaritan is "You talk, we listen, things get better."
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. If you just a lot of time have someone to talk to. We did last year, even during the pandemic, we did over 5,000 sessions last year. So there is a need. The pandemic has, in some ways, increased that need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people staying at home, they're anxious, they don't know what's going to go on. And so there are a lot of people that are affected by that as well.
And, it's just so amazing, some of the things and some of the steps that Samaritan went through in order to make sure that connection was never broken between them and those in need, with telemed or telehealth, being able to do that over the computer. Mm-hmm. If the person was agreeable to it and had the equipment to do it, their cell phone, you can actually do it as mm-hmm. well. And that way you didn't have to risk any other health hazards while you're trying to get your mental health outlook back into where it needed to be.
You're exactly right.
True. Yeah, the center within a week was able to convert to virtual, and it was just really quick, and it was quick for our counselors, but also quick for our clients, and it was just pretty seamless. I mean, they just started doing it, and we also offer telepsychiatry. I don't know that there's a psychiatrist in town, and the difference is a psychiatrist can prescribe medication if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that there at the center. We have an area set up, so it's virtual with a psychiatrist, and so you're able to visit with a psychiatrist, and if needed, you can get a prescription for medication, and then you just go down to one of the local drugstores and get your medication. So it's something new for us.
I got to tell you, when folks think of Bartlesville, they think, okay, Bartlesville's a nice town. Mm-hmm. They don't realize how cutting edge
absolutely
we are in just about everything that we do. I mean, everyone's kind of focuses on the research plant out there with the big oil companies, but mm-hmm. right here in our own backyard where our lives are touched so personally with Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center, you guys are right there at the forefront of technology to make it happen so that folks can get well. That's wonderful.
We also started, it's called neurofeedback.
Okay, tell me about this. This sounds cool.
A lot of people have heard of it,
mm-hmm.
But it retrains your brain.
Oh, I can use that.
Well, I think we all could use
after
some
retraining. After I hit 55, boy, could I reuse that.
But it helps a lot with ADHD, a lot of those kinds of things, and it just retrains your brain to think. It's you don't get brainwashed, but it just helps you reroutes some of your thoughts. And it's just amazing the stories that we've already gotten. And we haven't been doing it very long because it needs to be face to face. But it's a cutting edge. I mean, it's been around for years, but it's new for this area.
Well, that's the first I ever heard of it. Now, Suzanne, I see why you can't just make a clean break. You,
it's
always
hard.
Keeps drawing you back.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Pulls on your heartstrings.
And your sensibilities, too, because, goodness sakes, you're helping people.
Yes.
And, sometimes the hardest part of the help is asking for it.
That is the truth. And I think nowadays that people are starting to take mental health a little bit more seriously and see that it's so much important as long as physical health as well. And so people are willing to ask for help, and we're here to give that help for them.
Now, we've got the event coming up next Saturday, correct?
Yes.
February 19th.
Okay, let's be clear about
that's
that.
That's right,
yes.
Okay.
Nothing's coming. It's the 19th. So we want to do that, and it's called the SAFE event, and tell us how we can get our tickets.
So you can go out to the website. It's supportsamaritan.org, and you can purchase your tickets there. You can also sign up to decorate a table if you're interested in decorating a table.
All right. And then, of course, yeah, you can meet the fine folks with Samaritan, and you can ask a few questions, and imagine you probably get a few answers.
Absolutely.
the event starts at 9. It's called, we have a sip and see. So you come in and you get to look at all of the tables before the event starts. Mm-hmm. Breakfast starts. We have a nice breakfast lined up. It starts at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And we have a program. We have three speakers, and so Suzanne can tell us who they are.
So Kevin Satoris, Misty Wishall, and Christine Barzaloni, all of them are with our Catholic Charities Ministry, so which just recently helped with Mary Martha. And so we're excited to get them in to talk about the human trafficking. Not so much excited about the subject, but excited that they're going to be here to join us and kind of shed a light on it. Help us start looking for those warning signs that we need to see to keep our eyes open and make us more aware of this human trafficking issue that we have going on.
Well, that sounds like a dynamite lineup.
It is.
Wow. You guys do good.
a lot of people here in town know Deacon Kevin Satoris, and he's going to be he's a good speaker. He'll be, I won't say, I won't say it's fun to listen to, but he will be a very good speaker. And
He'll certainly inform you.
Right. He will.
It's at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ, February 19th.
That's out there by the hot, warm, cold, folks.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. $30 individual tickets. We'd love to see you out there.
All righty. Well, Suzanne, Larry, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
We appreciate the radio station letting us come on.
Well, hey, this is our pleasure. This is what we call our moment to shine right here in our community. You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Nick Campino Home.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Congratulations to RCB Bank for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at RCB Bank will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to KWON, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It was a heartbreaking sight. All her possessions lay on the curb, damaged, broken, and destroyed after Superstorm Sandy. Take a minute to consider what a horrible situation to realize all of your treasured possessions were just washed away. Or are they? In Matthew 6, the Bible tells us that where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. Do we put our treasure and our hearts too much on earthly things? Of course, losses like those from Sandy are painful, but they help remind us, as Colossians 3 says, to set our affection on things above, where your life is hidden in Christ.
calling everyone who loves to cook or has a favorite recipe you can share. We at your favorite local radio stations are preparing for the upcoming OK Cooking School in April. We are planning on how to make it bigger and better than ever. We have a few secrets to share, like bringing back, by popular demand, former Taste of Home expert and Bartlesville native Jamie Dunn to lead the whole show. We're adding a cake competition and making the show more interactive with you in mind. But how do we prepare? The annual cookbook, of course. And we want your best recipes now. Simply submit your recipe to tina@bartlesvilleradio.com. You can drop it by our stations at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips or follow the link on our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Everyone who submits a recipe is entered into the grand prize, an option to share your recipe on stage. So dust off that cookbook, go through the recipe drawer, even create one of your own, and get it to me, Tina. I look forward to lots of new tastes and treats as we build excitement for the OK Cooking School April 12th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM K-Rig. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Monterey's Little Mexico, KFC, and La Fiesta, all in Bartlesville. Savoris Mexican Restaurant in Dewey, Forever 8, Daylight Donuts in Ramona, Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop, and Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse, Sedan, Kansas. The Dining Guides on K-Rig and KYFM.
Hi, I'm Mike.